bathroom.
Call to order the Happy Missouri Natural Resource District Board of Directors meeting. Before you stand, I got a couple of words. Tomorrow, Corporal Dagan Page will be coming home forever to rest in our midst. He served our country with the ultimate sacrifice. On Saturday, we will be remembering the tragic events of 20 years ago, on September 11th. With the recent removal of our troops, other Americans, and many refugees from Afghanistan, we turn the page on another chapter in American history. Lest we forget, please take a moment of silence for our personal reflection. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act puts on the back wall in the meeting room. Prior to turning the agenda for tonight's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure to be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda, and directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item, take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not to interrupt the directors. Discussion and action.
Phone call.
Bradley?
Here.
Bonnet?
Here.
Bradley?
Here.
Conley?
Here.
Davidson?
Here.
Collar?
Here.
Jack? McCormick?
Here.
Sipinski?
Here.
Keezer?
Here.
Chairperson?
Here. I do have an excused absence for Ted Japp. Item 4, adopting agenda, is a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second by Collar. Roll call.
Bailey?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Kinsey?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes. And 5, adopting the consent agenda. Motion?
So, second.
By Phil, second by Tim. Roll call.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Carmen?
Yes.
Kinsey?
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Beckley?
Aye.
Chairperson?
Yes. I have here approved publication notice of this meeting. Moving on to item 8, agency reports. 8A, Natural Resource Conservation Service report. It is in your binder, real short. Please read it. If you have any questions, let us know. 8B, Natural Resources Commission meeting. Larry Bradley.
All right. On August 19th, 2021, we met at the Holiday Inn. It was an overnight trip this time around, but it really wasn't much, sort of a short meeting. The WSF, this is what I have in my notes, WSF grants applications were supposed to be wrapped up early and for the scoring committee to get to. The Department of Natural Resources will be moving to Northwest Lincoln March 1st. It's in a permanent building. The Department of Resources, they have had a hard time filling positions, so put that out there. Anybody needs many people having a hard time putting filling positions, but so is the NDER. They had the governor approved some rules update and comprehensive planning commission. In Blair, there's working on a project I think it was a bridge or something over the Missouri River. I just wanted to mention it, and that was in our district. The CSO project for $6 million, the City of Omaha was on time this time around with their application, so they should get a year or two back pay along with and then there's, let's see, WSF, I think, big projects, there was $32 million in requests, small projects, $1.4 million. And then the last thing I had at the end of the meeting, I made a motion for the Natural Resource Commission to say the Pledge of Allegiance before every meeting, and that passed. So I had to tighten them up, Colonel. But there, so there, and that's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD annual conference will be held September 26th through 28th in Kearney at the Yonge Conference Center. This year, so far, we have 7 staff members signed up to attend and 6 directors, Directors Bonnet, McCormick, Spinsky, myself, and Jim Thompson. So if any of you others wish to sign up, please get a hold of staff, and we'll see you out there. That concludes my report.
Quick. Let's say report. Callis here, any meeting report?
No, just real quick, folks. We continue to meet with senators. We have 2 meetings this week, and then the Star Wars Committee has the Lower Platte Corridor public hearing September 14th at 1:30 p.m. at Mahoney State Park. So we will be providing testimony at that hearing.
Okay. Subcommittee reports, ad hoc selection committee, 9A would be, where is it here? Who's the vice of that? I think it's Larry Grabb.
Vice chair. Well, I wasn't ready for that, but I can give a report because I was here on the... And we had, so we had met last week, ad hoc, consultant selection subcommittee, and... Thank you.
First page of resolution.
All right. Well, then that'll solve a lot of things. Here we go. Be it resolved that the minutes of the September 2nd, 2021 meeting of the ad hoc consultant selections committee... RFP for professional services for the Davis Creek WFPO project are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, consultant selection interviews, recommendation that JEO be ranked first to negotiate a contract for the Davis Creek WFPO project, and that the HDR be ranked second. And I so move.
Any public comments? Directors? Roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Keller?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Spinsky?
Yes.
Keiser?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Chairperson?
Yes. Thank you. At 9B, Programs Progress. Projects Operations, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the September 7th, 2021 meeting of the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. First one is 9B1, Silver Creek Watershed Sites, number 30 and number 33 Repairs Project Professional Services Agreement with Olson, Inc. Recommendation that policy 15.2, Purchasing Professional Services, be waived, and that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed professional service agreement with Olson, Inc. for the Silver Creek Watershed Sites number 30 and number 33 repairs project with the maximum not to exceed amount of $123,603, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Is there any public comment?
Yeah. Director.
Roll call.
Conley? Davidson?
Yes.
Howard?
Yes.
Cornick?
Yes.
Kinski?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes. 9B2, Phase 2 Drainage Structure Repair for Big Papio Creek Levee Channels Project, First Amendment to the Interlocal Cooperation Agreement with the City of Omaha. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed First Amendment to the Interlocal Cooperation Agreement for Phase Number 2 Drainage Structure Repair for Big Papio Creek Levee Channel Project with the City of Omaha, with a maximum not to exceed contribution by the city, $543,914.15, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Any public out there? Staff and directors?
Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Sipinski?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Chairperson?
Yes.
9B3, Glacier Creek Stream and Wetland Mitigation Bank Project Construction Bids. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute a contract with commercial contractors for the construction of the Glacier Creek Stream and Wetland Mitigation Bank Project, including two alternates, with a total bid amount of $3,631,488.75, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Sipinski?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
And yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
9B4, Amendment Number 4 to Professional Service Contract with Benish for the Glacier Creek Stream and Wetland Mitigation Bank Project. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed Professional Service Agreement Amendment Number 4 with Benish for the Glacier Creek Stream and Wetland Mitigation Bank Project in the amount of $146,979, bringing the total not to exceed contract amount to $408,378, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff? Director? Roll call.
Sipinski?
Yep.
Teaser?
Yes.
Beckley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Yes.
Item number 9B5, interlocal agreement with the City of Fremont, Dodge County, and LPN NRD for Platte River cameras and sensors. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to provide written notice of termination of the original interlocal agreement effective July 15, 2020, and execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the City of Fremont, Dodge County, and Lower Platte North NRD for the Platte River cameras and sensors project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments on that? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Caesar?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Sipinski?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
And that completes my report.
Item 9C, Finance Expenditure Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the September 7th, 2021 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. NRD FY 2022 Tax Levy Adoption of Budget. Recommendation that the $109,816,402.08 budget proposal, as seen on the screen, be approved. And I so move.
Any public comments on our budget? Any other public comments? No? Okay, staff, any additional comments? Directors? Any comments?
Roll call.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Lipinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item two, permanent easement for MUD for water main at Papio Watershed Site WP2. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a proposed permanent easement for water main improvements with MUD at Papio Watershed Site WP2, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval to as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Director. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Lipinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Bagley.
Aye.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
My report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Treasurer's report, item 10, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 10, A through J. I'd like to take all inclusive and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. I so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Bill Davidson.
Way faster than that.
Any public comments? Staff, directors. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Lipinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bonnet. And Chairperson.
Yes. Item 11, legal update. Brett Meyer, you got anything to say?
No legal updates.
You're quiet as a general public.
appreciate that. Item 12, Chairperson's report. We do have a resolution to appoint an ad hoc committee. Consultant selection subcommittee for the RFP for the Papillion Creek 319, maybe I better read it, Watershed Small Flood Control and Water Quality Structure Project Professional Services. Consists of Larry Bradley as chairperson, Kevin Sapinski as vice chair, Patrick Bonnet, Phil Davidson, Ted Jabb, Fred Conley. I hereby move for that appointment. Is in the set, been seconded by Rich Teaser. A public comments.
When does this group meet?
I'm sorry.
When does this group meet?
Staff. When would this meet?
They'll meet first next month at the normal meeting time to review the proposals, to shortlist them for interviews. Then the following month.
Over the November.
Mr. Bradley? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm supposed to be going to Northwest Ontario from September 22nd to October 3rd. So,
I'll be. Our meeting October 3rd.
Okay, so I can do it. I can pull it off.
Any other comments from directors? Okay, roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Lipinski.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Beckley.
Aye.
Bonnet.
Aye.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes. General Matters Report. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll keep this brief as well. Just a reminder, September 14th from 4 to 6 is the Information Education Awareness Initiative presentation, so if you can make that, please do. Remember, this is trying to educate and increase awareness among our varied audiences about Papio NRD, what it is, what it does, and why it matters. So this is the whole crux of this initiative. First on miscellaneous items, so on our second round of advertising and interviewing, the district has hired Jason Willis as its Washington County Rural Water System water operator. His first day with the district will be Tuesday, September 7th. The report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal property is attached for your review. As well as the current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel. Partnership meeting for August 26th was canceled. Next meeting is scheduled for September 23rd at 10 a.m. Also remember the grand opening of Big Elk Lake, which is scheduled for September 21st, 9:30 a.m. Some of you responded that you're going to be there already, so let me know if you're planning on being there. We're trying to coordinate some activities with the tribe, and I know one of the big things is them. They would like to provide gifts to directors in attendance, and so it'd be great to let them know how many are going to be there and who they are. So it's going to be a very unique grand opening. We've never had one like this before. And so it should be very interesting, a lot of fun. So if you can make it, please do, because that's probably something that you'll never experience again. We did go to the powwow.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Is it a publicized grand opening for the world, or?
Yeah,
for us, too.
No, yeah, everybody's invited. So I know we've reached out to, obviously, the Starby County Commissioners, City of Papillion, Mayor Black, and everyone, but then also just the general public.
Okay.
But we did attend the powwow that Director Bradley organized for us, and Director Japp and I attended, and several staff members, and it was a very welcoming environment, and it was I've never experienced one before, so check that off my bucket list. But we appreciate the hospitality of the tribe, and they're honoring us for what the board did, the NRD, to name that facility Big Elk Lake. So they're very honored to have that. It seems like it's been a long effort on their part to name facilities such as this after Native Americans, and so they were extremely appreciative and grateful that occurred. So other than that, if you have any questions, let me know. But senators are very happy, the ones I've met with so far, on the district's budgeting philosophy this year. And they've definitely made note, and they're definitely making notes of those who haven't taken the opportunity to lower their mill levy. So we'll see how that plays out next session. Thank you.
On that line, I commend the board in reducing our levy a little bit, but it all helps. So thanks for that report, John. Informational items. World of Water, did that go virtual last year as well? Okay. Other than that, annual meeting, we talked about that. The only other thing I have is that's adjourned. The meeting's been adjourned.